This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2018 Capricorn Full Moon. The full moon takes place on June 27 or 28, 2018, at 9:52 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 12:52 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 4:52 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, 5:52 a.m. British Summer Time, at 6 degrees Cancer 28, 6 degrees Capricorn 28 minutes. Tough love. Karma's watching and it's issuing a report card this Capricorn full moon. What's coming is weightier than Santa's naughty and nice list. The consequences are more lasting than ripping through a pile of presents, too. As for whether they'll please you, well, that depends on how you've been living. But first, the foundation, a topic dear to Capricorn. A full moon brings a culmination in harvest. The cresting is paradoxical and uncomfortable when it happens in the arduous, mountainous terrain of Capricorn. Emotions are not ordinarily associated with this sign. It's focused on practicalities, goals, building long-term security and stability. Yet, that's exactly how Capricorn demonstrates emotion, by being responsible, productive, and paternal. While Cancer, the current sign of the sun, takes care of you with food and hugs and boo-boo kissing, Capricorn takes care by putting a roof over your head, paying for the food on the table, and pushing you to learn to take care of yourself. These impulses flip when the moon is full in Capricorn. Our rational masculine side is caught up with nurturing and nesting, while the emotions and the feminine focus on the bottom line. How are your head and heart faring with this calculation? How are you feeling about the bottom line? Do you have the satisfaction that comes from applying yourself and seeing results? Do the results feel good and secure? Or have you not been applying yourself? Broader issues are in the mix, too. They may come from you, your inner critic, your conscience, or from an outside authority. Are you being called to take ownership and responsibility? To answer and account? They're filling out the karma report card. This moon is lighting up what we've done or neglected. We're reaping what we've sown. And more so than usual for Capricorn. That's because the Lord of Karma is not only in charge of this event, but also its combination gatekeeper and monitor. Saturn, Capricorn's ruler, is tightly conjunct the moon. He's also the last planet the moon contacts before opposing the sun. As a result, she comes into the event sobered and cautioned by his stern dictates. They leave no wiggle room. Saturn is the planet of law and order and adulting. He deals in responsibilities, commitment, and work. Step up, act wisely, and follow through, and he rewards. Fall short, goof off, or misuse your energies, and he imposes consequences, ramifications, and penalties. Hence the weightiness of all the themes and issues cresting now. Evaluate them from a long-term perspective. Do they have lasting value? Are they taking you in a direction that you want to go? The advisable approach? Take responsibility for your part. Give yourself a bonus or gold stars for jobs well done, too. Watch for a karma delivery or two in this arena as well. Does something not feel good? Feel worn out? Futile? Irresponsible? Make different choices. Change your goals. Change your actions. This moon enables new approaches. The more inventive, idiosyncratic, and you-specific, the more likely. All the better if they involve partnership or marriage, nurturing, and/or children. The moon and Saturn are in the flow of a grand trine with Juno, protector of marriage, in Aries, and Uranus in Taurus, and Ceres, goddess of grain and mothering, in Leo. Ceres is at the degree of last summer's epoch-changing total solar eclipse in Leo. So perhaps food and mothering issues activated then move into unusual new practicalities now. The Grand Trine might also be tilling the soil for the main event coming in August when Saturn and Uranus are exactly trine and the Virgo Sun joins the party in an Earth Grand Trine and flowing materialization, materialization, materialization. Projection and blame aren't going to fly. They will only increase the power of the cosmic 2x4 Saturn brings down. You don't have to take on the job of exacting penalties. If someone has earned comeuppance, karma will be on it. This moon's bounty includes a heaping helping of tough love. It's shoving you out of your comfort zone, like a dad letting go of bike handles and forcing you to steer and stay upright for yourself. Taking responsibility for yourself, acting for yourself, and just plain being yourself are the demands of the moon and Saturn's square to Chiron. Step up to challenges. You'll grow into independence, self-sufficiency, and ultimately, boldness. So, adult. When answering to authority, a parent, the principal, your boss, your inner critic, karma, the process generally goes better if you own up to your end. Keep spheres of authority in mind, too. Everybody is answering now in some way, and it may not be your job to administer what you think of as justice. Be the daddy, too. Take responsibility for and action to safeguard your emotional support systems and goals. Pat yourself on the back for jobs well done. Be pragmatic. Look at worldly, practical considerations. Dreams are lovely. Dreams are permeating the summer. But for right now, reality check. How is your heart responding to what's happening here on terra firma? Be innovative and inventive. Get off a treadmill. Take a detour. Leave a situation if it's not leading to a destination you value or the journey isn't worth the possible payoff. And push into discomfort and growth. Get on your metaphoric bike and ride by yourself. You'll feel stronger and enjoy a skill that can take you places. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Please visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to sign up for my mailing list, book a session with me, and order my Uranus in Taurus guide, which will explain the next 8 years for each of the signs, and it's available in the shop at empowermentunlimited.net. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and also the group, the Astro Insight Lounge, and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian channel.